It been ain't going.
Man, that was close. I had switched off. I was doing other things.
I had a long droney lead in too. I was like, Ray seems so sleepy.
Have either of you guys watched any episodes yet of the Righteous Gemstones?
I want to, but I just it is not gold.
It. Solid gold. Freaking gold.
You can't Danny set up McBride a cast like that.
And John Goodman are amazing.
Oh, that show. No, I have not.
Yeah, John Goodman and Danny McBride and who's that other kid? He's funny. He's from the Workaholics.
Yeah.
Anyway, the show was very, very funny.
Mm.
And it's already been renewed for season 2, so that made me happy. And of other stuff that I can't recommend but can recommend all at the same time, man, Rambo is both the worst and the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Nice.
It is horrible, yet nice and short and sweet, and there are people getting hacked and mutilated and decapitated in so many nice and fun ways. Ah, it's a good time.
Good, that's really what you want out of a movie like that.
Yeah.
I was going to open a channel.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
Yeah, the argument last night was to go see Rambo or to go see, what's his name? Brad Pitt and Space Baboons. So we decided not to go see Brad Pitt with Space Baboons and went and saw Rambo instead. Because when I got the reviews that told me that there were both pirates and space baboons, and the movie was still incredibly slow and boring, and was just about a guy with daddy issues in space, boy, was not selling me on that film.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's good. I feel like, now that I know that you think it sounds terrible, I should be the first in line. Although, if I'm going to go see something in the theaters, it'll probably be Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 2 weeks till I get to see that, though. Apparently he hasn't realized that it is.
I was wondering, is it open? I'm like, And yeah, Sluggo is the first.
Yeah, Donkey Teeth is way out of step here. Baby Teeth is stealing all of his mojo.
Yeah, I was looking to get ready for the show, and I've forgotten about the end of that segment. I was like, sweet, I have nothing to do for the show. I used to have to look that up on my very own. But now I can just stare into the middle distance.
Come up with more team-ups. That's your homework.
Are you running? Are you finally running low?
I got a couple more.
The next segment is we're going to review the car year 1974. Just what models were available, what's out there, what was good.
Oh.
No?
This is an interesting segment.
Yeah.
It's not really my strength, but
no dumber than pies. Best.
Pies was a great segment.
belated happy birthday to my brother.
Oh, yeah. That was yesterday, correct?
It was.
Anybody have anything to add to this here shoe? It's a really small shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I should do. Do I have that? Did I open up your... Oh, yeah. Nope, this is good. We got tons of stuff. We still got mail. Did you get any mail?
A little bit.
All right, good enough.
I probably missed something, but whatever.
Whatevs, yeah.
You guys can explain how anniversaries work for me, because I don't know what's going on. Stuff's just happening. I played a lot of Puzzle Quest this week.
What?
By this week, I mean last night. I played more than zero. It was exciting. Oh, I played a lot of PvP.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Just trying new things. Trying to keep it fresh. Did you start the show already?
No.
All right.
Pop, pop.
How about now?
All right. I'm ready. You're all ready for this?
Thanks.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 212th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
We don't get pseudonames this time.
Nope.
We're just rolling.
Straight to the cut, right. Baby.
Craig and I have singers to unmask.
Going for the shortest show ever.
Who do you think the tree is?
I didn't have any good
guesses on the tree or the ladybug.
I was kind of on board with Beverly D'Angelo.
For the tree? Does she? Oh, because she does Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. It kind of hides her shape some. She's, you know, she's got some good singing chops.
Does she bake? Is that what they said that she did?
Maybe. I'm assuming, you know, she's an old grandma kind of lady at this point in her life.
Maybe. I think it would be super, like, because when the tree said it's sad of being only relevant, like, once a year.
Yeah.
It would be super meta if the tree turned out to be Jenny McCarthy because she hosts New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I think it would be super meta if it turns out to be Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, that'd be too good. I don't think it can be Macaulay Culkin. I don't hate Beverly D'Angelo. Before we get... Well, no, we have a little bit of time to get off track. That's why I started this.
All right.
And I... Oh, was the other thing a ladybug?
Yes, there was or ladybug.
Butterfly?
Yep.
Oh, no,
there's also Butterfly. Yeah.
Butterfly's definitely Cara Delevingne.
I don't know who that is.
Cara Delevingne is a supermodel turned actress. She was in the movie Suicide Squad. She played the Enchantress.
Okay, I've seen that.
She is in a new show on Amazon called Carnival Row.
Oh, I want to see that.
Where she plays a human with butterfly wings.
Yeah, that's on my list of in the watch list.
Yeah, so that's who she is.
Oh, very good. That would be exciting.
Yeah, if she wasn't doing Carnival Row as a butterfly, I was like, I think that's pretty...
It's straight out there. Here it is.
Pretty straight out there. She said she used to live in London. She said she... went through some sort of major life change.
Yeah, I got that clue, and I'm like, ugh, who lived in London and now moved here? You know?
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
She also came out as gay recently, so.
Oh, there you go.
I think that was, yeah.
That was the metamorphosis into her.
I think so. Butterfly. But yeah, the ladybug, I don't remember any of the clues, to be honest, other than when she said she keeps spinning her wheels. I was like, oh, it's Danica Patrick. But I don't think it's Danica Patrick.
Yeah, she's busy spending all of... What's his bucket's money. Yeah. Anyway, back to this show. So this is the week of 10-2 through 10-9. Today, I think it was a blue switch. I don't remember. Anyway, it's Switch. Thursday's Vision. Friday, Doc Strange. Saturday, Thanos. Sunday, Hawkeye. Monday, Star-Lord. Tuesday, Lecture. And Wednesday is Gambit. Over in the five-day four-star crash! Oh, the Titans. A couple days ago for the anniversary kickoff, it was Devil Dino. That was a pretty easy victory. How did that go for you folks?
It was a pretty easy victory.
Yeah. You took the thunder away.
Yeah, really. It was just some, you know, didn't have to throw any boosts out there. Didn't have to think much. Just a quick chomp followed by a quick bite, and that's it.
When I did the bite attack, she had one hit point left. It was kind of disappointing, but they just make a match and win. So
The next one is going to be much more difficult because at least Ray has some covers, but... Ian and I are struggling on the Taskmaster.
Oh, I feel like I won anyway last time, though. I may have dreamt that, though. We're going to find out. I think we'll be okay, Craig.
Right.
As much as I love him, I don't think 3-star Cap is as potent as...
Well, maybe he's really underpowered and they don't put any red or blue on the board.
Right, exactly. We'll see.
All right.
You've got 3-1-1. That's more than enough.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, Craig. I thought you made it sound like you had almost nothing.
Well, five covers.
You could be in an army of 3-star caps with 3-1-1 Taskmaster.
Probably going to have to make them level higher than 78, but
likely.
Maybe.
So I have a question before I completely forget, because I have MPQ open here, and it came up again. When people send you gifts, like through Facebook, are you getting names? Have you gotten any from, allies' gifts? Recently,
I can't help you.
Can't tell you the last time I got a gift at all.
Okay. The last several times I've gotten anything, it's been where the person's name is. I think it's their Facebook name. It's just www. It's like 14 W's. Everybody is named W.
Well, who doesn't want to be called W?
W.
I don't know what that is. It's not me. I don't use the Facebook.
Oh, there we go. Samurai and Donkey Teeth says, yeah.
It's a known issue.
It's a bug.
Sweet. When they address that in the upcoming hot fixes, I won't be as confused.
All right. It's not just me. I am happy.
Storyland, Cosmic Chaos has run in. That'll get you 3 Quicksilvers and a Cho. Top folks get Mockingbird and Mohawk. Best in Class is this new event that's running that gets you like one fight per day, just right up Ian's wheelhouse.
Oh, is that thing going on in PvE?
Yes.
Yes.
The class pictures. I didn't remember what it was called, but it was fun.
Yeah.
You get to do one thing a day. That is my wheelhouse.
That's what I'm saying. That'll get you Strange, an A-Force Carol, and a Devil Dino as that plays its way out. And then, sorry, Ian, you're going to have to start playing tomorrow. Okay. It's Galactus Hungers is back.
Oh, my heart.
With the ever-popular double ISO, though, so that'll be nice.
Ooh, I like that mini ISO.
That'll get you a couple Mohawks, a Mockingbird, and a fan favorites token. And on the Alliance side, it gets nice. 3 Daredevils followed up by 3 Jugs Guns in a fan favorites token. I need some Jugs Guns.
I feel like most people do. He seems not as popular as he should be, but hopefully he's popular. I feel like
Chicken
for
tonight?
This anniversary. No, I feel like for the whatever appropriate anniversary it is.
Numero 6.
There should be one event where you get sextuple ISO.
Ooh.
I would play that event thoroughly.
Just because they could just call it that? Just call it sextuple ISO.
Yeah, exactly.
You normally have to pay extra for that.
See? People will find it provocative just because it has sex in the name.
Right. And no, no Grinch, not everybody has Hammer Jugs champed.
No, not even close. You're in PvP land, there's an anniversary shield simulator, which will get you Scott, 3 switches, and a Taskmaster. That'll be nice, because I need more Taskmaster. Class of 2016 is playing now. That'll get you Psylocke and Magic. Top folks get Devil Dino and Battery Man. That's going to be followed up by Rawr, 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 Rawr. For double ISO, though. Battery and Devil Dino, Top Folks, Taskmaster, and Mystique. And then, as this anniversary season, there are some rewards in there for 3 Stranges and loads of anniversary tokens to be had and opened. So that'll be nice. So let's talk about the anniversary. CC anniversary. They put out a sweet infographic for the anniversary. I don't know if you've seen that. That's the first link in your playbook there. So things that are important, it tells me that the most equipped characters are Kitty Pryde, Doctor Strange, and Old Man Meatbag.
Mm-hmm.
That surprised me.
Well, Doctor Strange is, like, the most continuously useful character since his inception. Old Man Meatbag was a long-time meta before he got nerfed, and Kitty's the current meta.
I still see Old Man Logan, like, all over the place.
I got one out of my free, Old Man Logan token that we got for just existing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I finally have all 3 colors of Old Man Logan.
There you go. It also tells me there have been 4+ billion battles fought in Puzzle Quest.
Sounds likely.
And the most bonus hero is 3-star Deadpool.
Mmm. That's a head scratcher.
Whales.
Why does having more covers of him?
No, it's... I don't know.
I see where you're going in your mind, but it's wrong, just to let you know.
Yeah.
I see you've reached that same conclusion. I'm sorry.
I got nothing else. Whales. Tells me people who spend too much money on this game. There's some top costumes in there. I do like that Magneto Grand Inquisitor costume. That made the top list.
Oh, good. I have that one. I still like... did Eye Patch Thor make it?
No, it's got the Stealth Iron Man, Superior Doc Ock. Lady Deadpool cool. And classic Rocket and Groot.
Oh.
And it says that we are now up to 15+ million players worldwide.
Sweet.
At least 7 of them are listening to this show. Not
7 million. 7 million more
just
like
7.
It. I can't do just 2.
So let's say it's 200, which is 100 over half again. love that movie. All right, you should have gotten a anniversary vault token gift. If you logged in between the 1st and the 14th, you'll get that gift.
Sorry, I feel guilty when I make Willy Wonka references at you because I know how much you like them. It's just like, it's like when it's like I'm a singer and I come out and just say the city name that I'm in.
That's right. Hello,
hello, Springfield!
Woo! As long as you don't get the city name wrong. Pax, Human Android Jim, and Captain Hammer are joining the Pax now. And now I'm being assaulted by Willy Wonka.
Sorry. You said so many things and for been doing this show since, well, the whole time. But my goodness, I almost understood none of the things you just said.
Okay.
You're just like... I was like, who's opening packs of what and Jug's Gun where? And I was like,
no, no, Android Jim and Captain Hammer are now entering packs for you to get.
I gotcha.
You got this new Spider-Man, unneeded Spider-Man, who I'm going to call him. We'll talk about him in a minute. Starting on the 30th was the Deadpool Daily Anniversary Crash with Devil Dino. The anniversary season started yesterday. That will get you, like as we said, some Taskmaster. All anniversary events award double ISO 8 and anniversary vault tokens. So those are nice.
Yep. That's a nice vault.
Yeah. There's a best hair costume pack for Medusa, which will get you her Battle World getup. And a poop house of Medusa. One of each color and 2,200 hero points for your $24.99. Let's see. Rar, we talked about Galactus Battle. The Taskmaster event is coming up after that. It's called Watch and Learn, where you get Taskmaster and Progression and Medusa and Placement. And then after Galactus will be Deadpool versus, where Juggernaut will be in Progression Rewards and Android Jim will be in Placement. The Anniversary Vault, 100 items in that vault, 3 fan favorites, legendary tokens, 6 random Devil Dinos, 3 random Howard the Ducks, and 3 random Taskmasters. I need more of those Taskmasters and Howard the Ducks. Yeah.
You don't have Howard champed?
I believe Howard I do. Okay. Doesn't mean I don't want more Howards.
Too. Okay, that's fair.
There's also the fan favorite legendary store for 25 CP. The 3 5 stars featured in there are Kitty Pryde, Old Man Meatbag, and Doctor Strange. Go figure. 15% chance each. And then 12 fan favorite 4 stars at 42.5%. Marika, Peggy, Teen Gene, Baby Groot, some guy with a sword, Medusa, A-Force Carol, X-Force Deadpool, Lord of Croissants, X-Force Wolverine, and that Thanos guy. All other 4 stars at also at 42.5%. There you go.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about the Unnecessary Spider-Man.
Woogie.
Yeah, all right, yep. So Spider-Man 2099. I don't know anyone who ever actually read that comic, but apparently somebody did.
Me.
Did you?
Yeah, I gave the 2099s a try.
Yeah, they had those nice foil covers, if I remember right, back in the day. Didn't they have those?
Some of them may have.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of worked into the art so it was shiny.
Yeah.
That sounds like something they would do. That sounds like a reason I would also buy it. Yeah, I don't remember anything about Spider-Man 2099, but that's fine.
He'll bite you. He's a dirty biter.
I feel like Spider-Men are...
Too many?
At the... Nope.
Beyond saturation level?
I feel like 8 would be an appropriate number.
Ugh. All right, let's talk about him.
Are we there yet?
Yes. I don't know.
Is this the 8th Spider-Man?
It's got to be at least 8.
Well, there's Spider-Man. There's Bagman. There's Spider-Man. there's one Spider-Man and 3 Spider-Man. Then there's Miles, who is Spider-Man as far as I can tell. There's at least 2 5-star Spider-Men, possibly 3.
Back in Black and what a
classic. Yeah, isn't there like at least like 7 Peter Parkers in this game?
I wasn't even keeping track. I was just saying things aloud. That didn't help my cause at all. Spider-Gwen, does she count?
No.
Oh, okay. So then there's not that many. We need more. Tell me about 2099.
All right. He is a 4-star, blue, yellow, black. His blue power is called Spider Bite. Should be a shot. Give me 3 Spider Bites and a Budweiser Chaser for 8
shot,
blue.
Shot, shot, shot.
Stuns the target for X amount of turns, then converts a chosen tile into a Y amount of turns countdown tile. The target takes some percentage additional damage as long as the countdown tile is on the board. As this goes up in level, it will raise the amount of stun time and deal extra damage. None of these numbers have numbers, so still under development. His yellow power is called Harbinger of Heroes. Harbinger of Sorrows. It's Metallica, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever a friendly hero makes a black or blue match, creates X green, purple, or red web tiles, and deals Y amount of damage. As it goes up in level, increased damage and number of web tiles created. And then 9 black is called Uprising. Deal X damage and convert up to Y number of web tiles into 1-turn countdown tiles that deal a Z amount of damage to a random enemy. Level upgrades will increase damage and number of web tiles converted. So, I don't know, he makes web tiles, then he, I don't know, punches you in the face, I guess.
Sounds like Spider-Man.
What's this guy's name? Miguel O'Hara. Never read that comic. Ian, do you have fond memories of Miguel O'Hara?
nothing but. Hey, Craig.
Yes?
What are you doing Friday night?
I will be in Rochester, New York.
Oh, hey, Ray, what are you doing Friday night?
I don't know. Sleeping? I have no idea.
All right. You got to get up super early, don't you?
Friday morning, but you know.
Right, but that will make you exhausted by Friday evening. I don't want to put any pressure on you.
What'd you get?
I went to a fall festival / car show on Sunday and threw some tickets in a basket raffle and came home with 2 tickets to see Jim Brewer.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Okay, sorry, you had a pause, like, I don't know who Jim Brewer is, and I don't know why you would do something like that.
Okay, it's the most annoying skit he does. You can stop.
Stop doing Goat Boy.
No, it took me a solid 6 or 7 seconds to remember who that was.
Okay.
Man, poor guy leaves SNL, he's totally forgotten.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. He was in that weird pot-smoking movie with Dave Chappelle. Half-Baked. Thanks, Donkey Teeth. All right, I'm out of here, but who's coming with me? All right, Wesley Pipes. So anyway, think it over. You should let me know.
Is that in the Williamsport Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I were going to be in town, I would have totally taken you up on that.
I assumed so.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
I feel like you remember Jim Brewer more fondly than most people.
Yeah, he always made me laugh. All right, let's move over to the superhero showdown. Last week, we had Annihilus versus Atuma Makata.
It's not Atuma.
I saw that joke. I don't remember who did it, but...
I couldn't resist. Atuma. Let's get a comment on Atuma. There was one comment that said, voting for Atuma because I am not voting for a character that looks like and has been called Bugman. Bunny Skull is a far more appealing moniker. Neither of them are going to win any beauty contests. So there you go. Atuma loses, or Atuma wins just on looks alone.
Wow.
Other comments? I asked Schwarzenegger who would win the showdown, and he said, it's not Atuma.
That's right. It could be a tumor.
Right.
All right, that was it. That's all the comments, but all the votes but one going to Annihilus. So, congratulations, Annihilus.
All right. So then this week in the Daigon, we have Baron Mordo versus the second flavor of Iron Man 1, Rhodey, wearing the Iron Man uniform.
Specifically Mark V, right? I mean, that's
the Mark V Iron Man armor worn by Rhodey, yes.
Right. Okay, so Rhodey jumps in the ring in his yellow and red old Mark V Iron Man uniform, and he yells out, "Coral, look out!" And it distracts Mordo, and then I hit him with repulsion blasters. And yeah, I don't know. The Mark V is a very early build of Iron Man, so I know he's got the standard, you know, blasters, and he's got, like, you know, I can fly. I don't really know much else. Like, it's not War Machine, even though it's Rhodey. So I don't know what else the Mark V's really got going for it. But I don't know. I got this suit. What you got?
Boy, I have a ton of magic. Like, a ton.
And a barony.
I do. I do have a small barony.
I don't think that ever comes in handy.
Not really. I am a skilled martial artists, but I think I'm going to have to rely on my magic in this case. I feel like my force field could probably withstand your repulsor blast. I have my own repulsor blast. It's tough. I could team up with Dormammu to defeat you. I do that every now and again.
Sure.
In exchange for letting him into this universe, I could gain the powers of the dark dimension and smite you. I mean, really, that's the flexibility of magic. I got a lot going for me. I can, you know, teleport, astral project, energy blasts, force fields, use my brain on you, hypnotize you, mesmerize you. I could make skeletons and zombies rise up and menace you.
I don't think that'll be a problem, but...
Well, just somewhat menace you, and while you're being menaced, then I can magic you to death. I don't know, it's tough. I mean, if I make any missteps, I feel like you'll probably vaporize me, but...
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the armor is pretty much straightforward. I mean, it's a fairly early armor. The only reason I have it is because Tony's off drinking.
Like he does.
Yeah, can I don't know if I can magically undo or shut down your armor, but I will sure try.
I don't, not that I'm aware of.
Sorry. The samurai, the bad samurai joke the samurai just posted is beautiful. It says if Iron Man and Silver Surfer teamed up, they'd be alloys, Coral. Alloys. It's a Rick Grimes talking to Carl in the little meme there. It's good time. Good times.
Okay. Did you see the other one?
Yes.
That one was funny too.
Not as funny.
No.
This one's more puzzle questy because you got Silver Surfer and
right
Iron Man going here.
Alloy 4 liked the alloy joke.
That's good times. All right. Well, there you have it.
There you go. People vote.
A misplaced suit of armor versus Baron Mordo.
Moving on, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
I have a mailbag. First, from the D3 forum, Storm of Fire posted and said, Sue and Reed are swingers? This is news to me, but makes them 33% more interesting. Craig, she also said, Craig was close to trying to figure out what Mad Max AUs were. He also made me laugh for a good half minute doing so because, wow, fic really does have a whole different vocabulary from non-fic fandom. That is apparently true. AUs are alternate universes. So what was being referenced was the Mad Max alternate universe. Which is Storm, Wiccan, and Jane. Thor in a world resembling one of the Mad Max movies. Or, as the Gwenpree node seemed to specifically be implying, a Mad Max Thunderdome world. So, hence the reference.
Uh-huh.
Also, I stumbled across the actual pictures of this Masked Singer thing that you're talking about, and I'm filled with even more questions than had been raised based previous mentions made on the show. But ooh. Yeah, did not state any of the questions, so...
Oh. You should watch the Masked Singer and play along each week. It's fun.
I won't, but yeah. You go
ahead. Yeah, all of our Masked Singer talk happened before we hit record on this week, right. So...
We threw in some extra just in case.
We did?
Yeah.
After we hit record, we talked about the people who we couldn't figure out.
Oh, okay.
Like the tree, the all ladybug. Right.
I forgot already.
Yeah.
Man.
It's very on brand for you.
Woo, doggies.
There was a start to this show? I live in the moment.
Groose over on Reddit said that the comment that Karma has all the powers of the Hitachi Corporation and her magic wand was somehow both oddly tasteful and completely tasteless.
Someone said that?
No. They did. No one said that.
That's amazing. I can't believe I let that one just flutter by me. I'll start listening occasionally when you speak on this show. That's funny.
I don't care who you are.
D-Wing said...
That's good writing.
And I don't get this, so maybe someone could explain. You remind me of a very young Yippee Yappy and Yahooey.
Is that from Slappy the Squirrel?
Maybe. You were referencing Slappy the Squirrel, so it's possible.
It's definitely a cartoon reference where an old character is telling somebody, you know, that, hey, you guys remember me, but...
He also said Misty and Brock had a cameo in the Sun and Moon anime. I'm now tapped out.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Craig and Ray.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to help you out by telling you all about Hanna and Barbera's Yippee, Yappy, and Yahooey.
Okay.
They are three dogs who are also musketeers and are funny in the non-funny Hanna Barbera way. Apparently, they were presented in a segment in the Peter Potamus show. It's nothing I've ever seen, but they exist in descending order of height and weight. This is not a cartoon I'm familiar with.
Apparently, but they dress
every
up
clip
like the...
seems to be yeah, the Musketeers, I guess.
Weird.
That's a Slappy the Squirrel reference, though.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
How does that relate to Slappy the Squirrel?
She said that line. Oh. You remind me of a young Yippee Yappy and Yahooey. And apparently the episode entitled, I just had it here, I lost it.
That's much funnier now.
That's a deep cut right there.
Oh, crap, I just lost it. It was an episode of Animaniacs that I've...
Why are they called Musketeers, but they're always pictured as fencers? I've never seen them firing a musket.
The original... So the idea of the Musketeers is that they did have muskets, but they're one-shot weapons. So, bang. Sure. Okay, what are you doing now? Drawing my sword. That's what I'm doing. So
I wish they wouldn't skip the musket all the time, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. That was a boring story. I want to move on. D-Wing Illinois...
Get back to the mail.
...continued to say, quote, I got a cosmic control rod, end quote. That's what she said. So is the fear that Annihilus broadcast personalized in any way?
I hope so. He just makes the whole room feel uncomfortable.
He'll win regardless, but D-Wing was just curious. He also said that my assessment of Sue Storm's psyops approach for Namor was completely accurate, so... And finally, the last time they were out, Mystery Oreos were Fruity Pebbles flavored. That sounds disgusting. That's my comment, not his. This time, however, Maple Cream.
Ugh.
The Mystery
I'd rather the Oreo. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, this maple spice whole phenomenon's got to end.
Yeah. Fall flavorings get a thumbs down from me. Fruity Pebbles sounds okay. Like, I don't want it as an Oreo. I don't want anything other than Oreo-flavored Oreos.
Yeah, lard-flavored with chocolate? Yeah, that's all I want on my Oreo.
Yeah, that's the way to go. But just Fruity Pebbles in general, that's pretty good cereal. It's got a good flavor. Fun rap song with a commercial. Really, really can't miss.
It's no Fruit Loops or Super Sugar Crisp.
No, it's better than both those things.
You are a monster.
The only downside of Fruity Pebbles is once you add the milk, you have about 38 seconds to finish the bowl before it turns to mush.
Oh, they're like Rice Krispies?
Yes.
I'm going to eat a bowl of Rice Krispies. Oh, it's mush.
Where literally you get mushies. The rice, you know, snap, crackle, pop, and now they're all just mush. If you get those 3 seconds, that's it.
I feel like no one would buy Rice Mushies.
I remember as a kid putting so much sugar into Rice Krispies to make them good. You then got like that gray colored sugar sludge at the bottom of the bowl that you could eat with a spoon. Oh, good times. Oh, man. Milk flavored sugar was good.
Yeah, apparently if you...
You could be a rich Splinter bucket with that if you make ice cream.
Yeah,
right?
you turn that into a panna cotta and you're stupid rich.
Yep.
I like what Heidi Librarian said. Oreo-flavored Oreos, coffee-flavored coffee. Is that too much to ask?
And it's like the fact that at the same second, Ian and I were ripping on Christina Tosi. Yeah. Stupid Tosi.
All right, that's all I got. The mailbag's empty. I was just dragging it out. Oh, so.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Ooh, excuse me.
Squeeze me, baking powder?
Yes. So let's open up the segment, other than with our awesome synchronized clapping, by saying that this segment is co-brought to you this week by Brigby. Brigby took time out of his busy schedule of...
New York Comic Con?
Of other games and visiting Comic Cons and delegating to Ice Nine to contact the one and only UNC Samurai, even though there's lots of UNC named fans to this show, but the one and only Samurai from that area to tell him who's been boosted and how to put that into an infographic. So I'll tell you about this now. Ooh, sorry. It started strong in 3 stars and then it kind of tapers off, but Black Panther's boosted. I've always liked 3-star Black Panther. The black AoE will do a lot more damage, and it already does plenty.
Yeah, you get that yellow plus off first, and then you fire off those claws. That's good stuff.
For sure. For sure. And if you have enough of team-up AP, those strike tiles, super potent with the yellow. So that's good times. Ah, Mystique.
Is that right? Really? Apparently, I've never read that power.
What's that?
That having more team-ups make it does more.
I think that's what you need. I think you need like 9 or more or 12 or more team-up AP, and they are more potent strike tiles.
Huh. Go figure.
I used to be enthusiastic about that character. He was one of my first 3 stars. He's still pretty good, but either way, Mystique, not as good. if she's appropriately shape-shifted, that Masterstroke could do a good bit of damage, but it's expensive and kind of meh. Quicksilver, I think people like him more than I do. He's got a tile-swapping ability that comes in handy.
I use him to fight Cassilius when it comes rolling around.
Sure. Yep, that's fair. He's got some very unique abilities that are very helpful. Like, he on his own is not great, but he's a decent supporting member of a lot of different teams. Rocket and Groot, old school Craig, 3-star Rocket and Groot, because their yellow healing is out of control.
Yeah, it was good times.
Their strike tiles are okay, and I don't know, no one knows what their green does. Vision.
It blows up a couple of tiles.
Okay. Vision, you can get some more AoE out of him, because no one's ever used his yellow. I'm sure they have, but boy, they just... Meh. All right, let's move... Oh, man. I was all psyched to head up to the 4-stars and tell people about some things, and then there was Gwenpool, my greatest and oldest nemesis. I feel like there's a chance that when she's boosted, Sploits will do something, but it does like 20 different things, so who cares? I feel like when you turn Deus Ex Machina into Chekhov's gun does a ton of damage, so when she's boosted, it probably does a ton of damage.
Yeah.
Let me read. I don't remember what plot armor does, but I bet Samurai did. Oh, it makes protectiles. There you go. Have a boosted protectile.
It throws...
With your Gwenpool.
Throws your allies in the air.
Yeah, it sends your friends into the air.
Yeah.
Like they just don't care.
Hey-o. All right. Totally awesome, Hulk.
Oh, wait, side note. Since I have a rapping kind of thing going on in my head.
Yeah.
Ian, you watched the Monday Night Football, right?
Sounds like something I would do. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Did you like that Snoop Dogg performance?
Very watchable game. The what?
Did you watch the Snoop Dogg performance at halftime?
That doesn't ring a bell.
So yeah, Snoop Dogg sang a little song. It was good times.
Isn't he coming to somewhere locally? Or just did? I thought he was coming to one of the casinos.
Is he coming to your city?
No, I would have enjoyed that. I feel like I was doing something else. I missed the first half of the game because Kelly wanted to watch a show where, in order to cook food, Alex Guarnaccelli makes you harass grocery shoppers and steal their food.
No, that seems mean.
Well, you give them money in exchange for the food you've stolen.
Well, can't they just buy it then?
Well, you could, but you have to get a mishmash of things. You have to stop me as I'm coming out of the grocery store and say, Ian, how much did you spend on that cart of groceries? And I say, $100. And they say, I will give you $200 for that cart of groceries. And you say, okay, have fun cooking in your cooking competition.
Oh.
And then you either go home or you go back in and reshop.
Now, do you know what's in the grocery cart or you just have to take whatever's in it?
It depends. Sometimes you can look and sometimes you cannot look.
Hmm. I do like Big Butt Guarnaccelli.
Everybody does.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes when they're doing a kid's show, they just call it Alex Guarnaccelli, but you know.
Yeah.
You're Craig. Oh, man. So his green does more damage. And his hot dog healing does more true healing.
Hot dog, diggity dog.
Doing the hot dog dance.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hawkeye is boosted. Kate does some decent damage with her blue, some decent damage with her black. And if that boomerang makes it back around when the countdown tile goes away, she does some good damage with her purple, all of which are boosted. She's a little bit expensive, but a good character, in my opinion. Sandman.
He's got AoE.
Yeah, he does have AoE. He's got green AoE, which is okay. And he's got some damage that comes out of his yellow sand smash, all of which will be slightly improved. Janet Van Dyne was recently reworked? I didn't know that. I thought she was good from the get-go. I didn't know that did they make her worse or better? Man, I don't know. But anyway, she's got a great yellow ability that boosts and switches strike protectiles. So that's good fun. And her wasp thing does some stun and some solid damage.
Yeah, she's pretty solid.
Very affordable, good character.
Yeah, she used to be just below mediocre when she first came out.
Mm.
It's been a long time since they did that rework. She seems to have benefited greatly. Yeah.
So there's a curveball. I came to check to see what Samurai says this week. Are you traveling through Central Ohio?
God, I hope not.
Do you have a child aged 3 to 93 interested in big vehicles? You should visit the U.S. Air Force Museum in Dayton. It's free, and there are hundreds of cool planes to look at. Ha! Huh. I don't know why I'm going to end up in Dayton, but if I do, perhaps we'll stop by the U.S. Air Force Museum. Free is just the right price. And I do like to expose my son to various cultural things like that.
True. But if you're going to be in Ohio, you could go to Canton and go somewhere much cooler.
Is Canton cool?
No. It's got the Football Hall of Fame.
It does have the Football Hall of Fame, but that end of list.
Yeah. Well, that's the only reason I'm going to Canton. It's like there's exactly one reason why I want to go to Cleveland, and there's only one reason why I'd ever want to go to Cleveland.
To see the Browns play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's totally it.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Cleveland's worth it. I actually am not going to argue about going to Canton to see the Football Hall of Fame, but Cleveland?
I know, and it's Cleveland. It's a depressing thing.
Yeah.
Mistake by the lake.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah, those are your boosted characters for the week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, going out to Mystify.
All right, let's move on over to Team Up Time.
It's a synergy segment featuring Ray.
Hello. I need a better intro. I mean, you guys are great. I just don't have any way to transition into it. All right, so once again, I am going with a recommended team up from a listener. In this case, Mitchell tells me that when he was transitioning
Mitchell
into the 4-star arena, his first championed 4-star, just by luck or as unluck, maybe, of the draw, was 4-star Sam Wilson, Captain Falcon.
Oh, sad times.
Yeah. So he recommended a team. This is not the team up team, but I just thought I'd mention it. He says Falcon with 3-star Patch and 3-star Loki, because he was solid 3-star, but this was first 4-star. So Patch, Loki, and Sam Wilson was his best team up at the time. Loki's cheap purple got you going. Once you got enough AP to use Patch's green, you make all the strike tiles. Falcon's yellow makes more protect tiles, and you can boost your tiles with Falcon. He said that's what pulled him through that phase of the game. However, after moving more into 4-star teams and having a little bit of time to try and optimize, here's the team he recommends. Now, this is, again, in defense of Captain Falcon. So you've got Captain Falcon, Hawkbuster, and Teen Gene. So I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. So okay. You've got...
Who was the first one again?
Captain Falcon, Sam Wilson.
Captain Falcon still? Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's...
No, nope. You got to sell me on this one. I already don't love it. I need that red to do repulsor punch.
I understand where you're coming from, but here's the deal. So... You transition Hawkbuster to be a 4-star battery man. Hawkbuster is just a battery for Captain Falcon. His black generates red and strike tiles. His blue makes red on the board and protect tiles. Falcon's yellow makes a ton of protect tiles, and his red is the nuking power. Meanwhile, Teen Gene fills in your purple and green with some great AoE damage that you can use instead of just relying on that red nuke. So... the idea is you've got blue being used by Hawkbuster, black being used by Hawkbuster, purple and green being used by Teen Gene, and you just concentrate your yellow to get out those protectiles and then dive bomb people with the red that Hawkbuster has made for you. Now, if you do it in the correct order, the damage from dive bomb is going to exceed the amount of damage that you can produce with the repulsor punch. Obviously, you could argue that you could get like 2 repulsor punches almost off before you could get the dive bomb off. But it's going to be a complete nuke. Take somebody out of the game.
Yeah, but once I get like 64 yellow and like 112 red, sure.
It's only 14 yellow, I know. But repulsor punch is 9 and uses up all your red. But granted, you do more damage the more red you have. But per... like, my Hawkbuster does just over 900 points of damage per AP that you have in red. Dive Bomb, with enough projectiles out there, it can be well over, like, 13, 1400 per AP. So you gotta wait a little longer to get it to fire off. But when it does go off, you're just going to take out one of your enemies. So, yeah. And so he runs Hulkbuster to 355 because you're not using the repulsor punch. You run Sam at a 355 because you really want to do that. You want to get that Aerial Avenger to strengthen your tiles and the dive bomb. And then you focus Teen Jean on 535, focus on her AoEs. So I'm thinking this was a team that was used, you know, it was one of the, or three of the first champion four stars that he probably had. But it's got a, it's rainbow. It uses, you know, all of your colors to the best that you can. So there you go. In defense of Sam Wilson.
No, thank you.
Brave. I like it.
Wow, really? Turned you around?
No.
No, I'm not going to use it, but I like that he would... You know, take a chance and really work with what he had to make the transition.
Yeah.
Are you guys sitting down?
Sure.
Yes.
Not only did I remember to open Steam, but it I appear to have finished in the top 100 in class of 2015.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Blew me away. I was like, wow, I did try.
First, we should say thanks to Unify.
Unify. Unify. Unify.
And then we could go OG to this guy and open up some tokens now that Ian's got the game open.
I do.
Do you want to open tokens?
Yeah, no, but I want an explanation of what I'm seeing in Steam. And maybe it's just where it's tracking the overall points I have. When I go to the main screen under the versus menu, there are some choices like Class of 2016, Shield, and then there's something that says Anniversary.
Correct.
And when I click on it, it's just an art mural with nothing to do.
Hit rewards. Hit the event rewards in the top right corner.
Okay.
That's what you get. For getting points.
Just the anniversary in general?
But yes, play some PvP.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, it used to be that those screens would have like one fight that you could do with the required
character. Yeah, I missed those days.
Yeah, that was a good
time. Now it just seems like a placeholder to show you what the rewards are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down with that. Where were we poking $5 Chuck to get the best rewards last week? Is it in the temple or is it in one of these eyes?
The jugular notch. That's what I'm going for.
I just stick with the eye.
Okay.
I'm already there. Come on, 4-star that I need. I probably need it, but it's a yellow Miles Morales.
Oh, look, a Spider-Man.
Just for me. I lied, I don't need it. Oh, that's because I just haven't been willing to champion him yet. Go on.
All right, I'm doing 3. Should I go ahead or do you want to go?
I also have 3, so knock yourself out.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm poking him in the jugular notch because it's very prominent on him. The first one is a 4-star Prowler. I'll get my coat. Second one, it's another 4-star. What? A character I really like, Sabretooth, Tooth and Nail. And finally, 3 4-stars. Kate Bishop, Boomerangs.
Hey, she's boosted this week.
Yeah. Cause. Boomerangs.
Yeah. So Prowler's 285, Sabretooth takes me to 280, and Kate is at a 304.
All right, let me tap Chuck here. First one is Sugar. You're going down.
That's a good rogue.
The second one, the Master of the Mystic Arts, Baron Mordo, with a bonus Ronin.
Oh.
And then my last one is Talos.
Yes, Talos the Talosian.
Let's see, that takes Talos up to a 354. Ronin is now a 514. Mordo goes to level 293. And Rouge goes to level 298.
Well done, sir.
So there you go.
Does anybody know when they changed the cover art for 3-star cap?
Oh yeah, we never talked about that, did we?
We didn't talk about any of the last cover changes, no. Mohawk's got a new cover.
Mohawk and Cap are the only two I remember. Oh, She-Hulk has a new cover.
Oh, I did not notice those two, but I will make an effort. Thanks, this guy.
This guy. That's it. Ian, what's in the podcast network nowadays?
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Oh my goodness, you never can tell. The best way to find out is to look up the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You'll find a complete archive of all the shows on our podcasting network. So check us out
We're on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, there's a brand new wrestling show on the TNT tonight.
The All Elite Wrestling?
All Elite Wrestling is on TNT tonight. I'm sure someone on the network will be talking about it.
Featuring
Chris Jericho.
World champion Chris Jericho.
That's right.
Oh, hey, Alloy 4 points out that Daredevil also has a new cover.
Oh, my.
And it's dramatic. It's bright red.
I'm surprised I didn't notice that. I ended up using him the other day.
On purpose?
Yeah. Well, the best athlete was Bullseye, and I wanted to approach it thematically because it was Bullseye. Who cares? He was easy to beat. So I was like, ooh, you can fight Daredevil. And then they fought in my imagination while I played the game.
Imagination. All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. Check it out. Comment, suggestions, shoot them Ray's way. If you want to, click on that Amazon banner and buy some stuff. Give us a few pennies. Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and get yourself some swag. Anything else for the good of the order?
Hey, there was a lot of previous local news about Atherton Street. It's finally fixed. It is, I was going to say smooth as a baby's bottom, but that phrase disturbs me.
That's fair.
Why are you touching a baby's bottom, man? Back off.
Because it pooped itself, and you just got to clean them constantly. They're so gross.
Can't argue with that.
So gross.
Humans are gross.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Atherton Street, you can drive on it now.
Oh, nice. I've avoided it for so long that I just forget it exists.
It's been like 2.5 years.
Yeah, I just don't drive on it. I just don't.
It's not completely done. Like right around Park, it's still messed up. But as soon as you get north of there, it's golden.
You don't want to tear a hole in the space-time continuum by it being completely fixed.
Right. All right, thanks. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, Don Blake don't take too kindly to no robots. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.